This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CONS. Today is Friday, October 5th. For just the fourth time ever, and the first time since 2004, the Red Sox and Yankees face off in the playoffs. This is the first of four meetings both teams are over 100 wins. In the season series this year, the Red Sox have a 10-9 record, and the only team the Yankees have a losing record against. You can tell this series is going to be something special just by hearing Yankees fans chant in unison during the AL Wildcard game that they want Boston. Then Thursday night, Boston answered back with the Yankees suck chant at Gillette Stadium during the Patriots game. It already feels like this historic rivalry has been renewed, and the series hasn't even started yet. The Yankees did not just win the AL Wildcard game, they made a statement. Aaron Judge in the first inning hit an absolute bomb of a home run, hit 160 miles per hour, giving the Yankees a 2-0 lead. Luis Severino conquered his wildcard demons after his performance last season, combined with Betances for 10 strikeouts and just 2 hits through the first 6 innings. The Yankees' offense came alive in the 6th with a 4-run inning, with the icing on the cake being Giancarlo Stanton's 443-foot moonshot. If you don't think this is a statement win, the home run from Judge and Stanton were the hardest hit home runs in the postseason since Statcast began tracking them in 2015. With Severino starting the wildcard game, Jay Happ is slated to start Game 1 of the ALDS. Happ has been one of the Yankees' best pitchers of late, going 7-0 in 11 starts he made since being traded from Toronto in July. Happ went 1-1 with a 1.99 ERA in 4 starts against Boston this season. Another July acquisition has emerged as a secret weapon in New York. Luke Voit was acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals in July and has lit up the Big Apple since arriving. Voit is batting .333 in 39 games with the Yankees, with 14 home runs and 33 RBIs. The Red Sox secret weapon is Fenway itself. This season, the Red Sox were 57-24 there. The Yankees were 6-3 against the Red Sox at home this season, but in Fenway were only 3-7. The Yankees are 7-0 at home in the last two postseasons, so games in Fenway are crucial for the Red Sox. Chris Sale is on the mound for the Red Sox. Sale has just thrown 17 innings since July 27th because of a shoulder inflammation. Sale beat the Yankees twice this season, allowing just one run and striking out 19 in 13 innings, but both meetings came before July. Before I tell you about the playoff history between these two teams, let me tell you about Game Time. Game Time is a top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. Unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat, plus the Game Time guarantee has you covered. They guarantee you receive your tickets in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entries. If that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find them all under one roof at Game Time. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Once again, all you have to do for this awesome deal is visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. In this storied playoff rivalry, the Red Sox have 8 wins and the Yankees have 11 wins, and 2 series wins compared to the Red Sox 1. Boston has racked up 91 runs and the Yankees 98. Boston has hit 27 home runs and the Yankees have hit 25. One of those home runs for the Yankees being a walk-off home run in the Game 7 of the 2003 AL Championship Series, hit by no other than Yankees manager Aaron Boone. As a Boston fan, it truly is the best time of the year. Football season is in full swing, hockey has just started back up, and for the first time in over a decade, we get to witness the Red Sox vs. Yankees in the playoffs. Let the fun begin. Be sure to also follow CONS on Twitter at CONS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CONS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CONS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Ryan LeMayer for the Boston Red Sox news feed.